Coaches Insight programs are back on the air here on KARE 93.7, getting you set for week three of high school football tomorrow night. We're joined now by Atchison football coach, that is Jim Smith. It is brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Coach, you guys bounced back in a big way last week after the week one loss to Ottawa. You beat Casey Harmon 55-6 to get off in the right direction in Meadowlark Conference play. Of course, looking to defend another championship there, but just how pleased were you with your team's performance in week two?
Well, I was real pleased the way we came out ready to play. We really had a good week of practice, and I think we got the kids ready.
Talk about the quick start. 27 in the first quarter, 28 in the second quarter, really put the game away. Just how crucial was it to just get off to a really good start like that?
Well, they're a very young team, and I've told the kids we don't want to give them any confidence whatsoever, so let's go out, let's get it going, and the kids all responded.
Well, Sumner, they were able to throw it around a little bit. I mean, they threw for some yards, but your run defense was very good. 42 yards on just 23 carries. Talk about the guys up front and the run defense.
Well, the defensive line really stepped up. We were rotating about five kids up through there, and I thought our middle linebackers played very well. As far as the pass, it really wasn't that bad. They had one big pass play that really got them all their yards, but I thought our secondary played very well, too.
Let's talk about a little bit of offense here. Colton Bonnell, your quarterback, 5 of 10 passing for 136 yards and a touchdown. Just talk about his performance.
Well, Colton really stepped up. You know, coming into the year, he got thrown into the fire, of course, with the injury to Yogi Purdy, and he just gets better every week. He has a great arm. He's a baseball kid. And he just really throws the ball well, and he's really getting more confident all the time back there.
We talked about the run defense a little bit. How about the running offense? The rushing attack, you guys went for about 300 or right at 300 yards, averaging over 9 yards a carry. Obviously, very good in that regard. And Aiden Rebant led the way, 9 carries for 143 and 3 touchdowns. Just him and the running game in general.
Yeah, him, that was the biggest game he's had in his high school career. He was fantastic. He was seeing the cutback alleys, and he was hitting it and taking it to the house. And I can't say enough about Leighton Boulder. We moved Leighton back there this week, and he really stepped up. He rushed for 91 yards, so he had a great game too.
Well, a lot of guys getting involved, of course, and Jim Smith here on with us, our Coach's Insight program. A couple more minutes with the Atchison football coach, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John. So 2 weeks in, 1-1, you bounce back in a big way again after the week one loss. You stay in Meadowlark Conference play. You get Sumner. You know, Sumner, they've had a tough start to their season. They're 0-2, 52-0. They lost against a solid Highland Park team a week ago. But what do you see from this Sumner team when you put them on tape?
Well, when you look at them, they have about 4 or 5 kids that are very athletic. And we're going to have to keep those kids contained because they have good speed, good agility, and they have some linemen up front that it can break it open for them.
And correct me if I'm wrong, believe they have a new head coach this year. So does that change what they're doing? I mean, do you see different schemes either on both sides of the ball compared to maybe in years past?
Yeah, they're a little more open offense. You know, Coach Wright took a different job with the district as an athletic director, so they had an assistant step in. And again, they're a team that we have to be ready to play because I really believe they have some talent.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations for this one at home tomorrow night.
Well, I know I sound like a broken record, but we just got to take care of the ball and tackle well. Those two things, I think, will be okay.
There it is. As always, great stuff. Atchison football coach Jim Smith joining us here. Our Coach's Insight program brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. The Phoenix, a big win last week. They are back at home here tomorrow night. They take on KC Sumner, another Meadowlark Conference opponent for week number 3. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck tomorrow night.
All right, Brandon. Thank you.